This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. The November election is now less than a month away, and officials are preparing to make sure every vote is counted, whether it comes in by mail or in person. There to help them will be poll workers, regular Michiganders who will greet voters, issue them ballots, and count mail-in votes on Election Day. Derek Milo says there are three things that made him want to sign up to be a poll worker for the first time. First, a proposal passed by Michigan voters in 2018 allowed for no reason absentee voting, so he could mail his ballot in instead of voting in person. He was also able to ask off on Election Day. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic played a role.
With traditionally so many of our precinct workers being senior citizens, anything we can do to kind of help shield them where we can is a good thing.
Milo is one of hundreds of new poll workers to sign up to work at precincts in the city of Lansing. At 55, he's been voting for almost four decades.
In this particular case this year, now I kind of get to see the process from the back end. I'm sure it'll be much more stressful than what I experienced as a typical voter.
He'll be joined on Election Day by Juan Morales. This will not only be the first presidential election Morales will work, but also the first one the 18-year-old Lansing Community College student will vote in as well.
I'm a new voter, but I take it very seriously. It's been instilled in me since I was young that you shouldn't take for granted the right to vote.
Morales says he was inspired to sign up because he has friends his age who've worked elections before.
They always talked about how they helped out at the precincts, how it was a long day, but it was very rewarding.
Morales even inspired his mother to come with him.
She'll be out there with me all day. It's from dusk till dawn.
Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope says it's great that so many people like Morales and Milo are stepping up, but having one of the largest crops of new election workers during a pivotal election also has its challenges. Swope says so many of the election worker veterans are staying home this year.
What we have right now is kind of we're calling it a leadership gap.
Election workers need to be familiar with computers, tabulators, and voting booths, but training with the actual election equipment can't be as hands-on as it usually is due to social distancing.
So all these things are kind of hard to learn over Zoom.
Swope says some trainings will be virtual, but they will be bringing in new election workers for short, small group sessions. Despite everything that has changed with the pandemic, the goal will still be the same.
They're there to protect people's right to vote and to treat both each other and the voters with respect. We're all there for the same thing.
Morales says he signed up for a similar reason, especially as a young voter.
Our generation has a duty to not only get involved and help things like this, precinct working and such, getting people out there to vote, but also to vote ourselves.
The Secretary of State has recruited 26,000 poll workers so far for the November 3rd election, but the Lansing Clerk's Office says they are more than covered with a waiting list of almost 80 people. In Lansing, I'm Sophia Salaby.